This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings wrapped up their organized team activities for the week yesterday. Head coach Kevin O'Connell was asked about J.J. McCarthy's comments last week on the competition with Kyler Murray. O'Connell says he's not going to concern himself with words.
What actually matters is what I care about. Did we take the right footwork on a play? Did we have our eyes in the right spot? Did we make a protection call against one of Flo's blitz looks? Did we do our jobs to manufacture the starting point and potential path to success for the offense? And there's enough that goes into that I don't have a ton of space left over for who says what and how they say it.
O'Connell says the quarterback room is competitive, and he is seeing guys trying to help each other be better, and that's the entire goal of the competition. The Vikings have mandatory minicamp next week. The Lynx got a record performance from guard Olivia Miles. She became the first WNBA rookie to ever hit 8 three-point shots in a game, and she did so in a gutty 87-84 win, scoring 28 points.
You know, I knew my shot was off the past couple games. And couldn't lose my confidence. You know, me and Mac shoot together all the time, and she's always in my ear, and my coaches are always in my ear. Just be confident when I shoot it. So I wasn't going to force it downhill. You know, I was going to take what they were giving me, and luckily it was going in tonight.
Minnesota improved to a league best 8-2. They'll host Seattle tomorrow. The Twins gave up an unearned run in the sixth and two earned runs in the ninth. They lost to Kansas City in a rain-delayed game last night at Target Field 8-6. Manager Derek Shelton.
Frustrating loss. I mean, we have six walks. We make errors. We cannot give away either extra bases with walks, and we definitely can't give away extra outs.
The Twins had four solo homers, including two from Cody Clemens. The AAA Saints got three homers from Matt Wallner. They beat Indianapolis 7-4. And wild forward Marcus Foligno won the NHL's King Clancy Award, given to a player who does a lot for others, and he's raised a lot of money for cancer research.
At the end of the day, it's just to raise awareness, raise funds, and I'm proud of myself, but mostly the people that I'm surrounded by in this great hockey community.
This is MNN Sports.